Catching up on Ash London Live is magic. Embrace the magic with J.K. Rowling's new blockbuster Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them in cinemas now.
Get ready.
What's the number two stuff right now?
Broadcasting live.
The biggest event of 2016.
R&B Fridays Live.
Ash London Live.
What a night to be alive. We are coming to you live from backstage at R&B Fridays Live. I just love saying the word live, Draco. So many lives. Man, it is pumping right now. 15,000 people have crammed into Kudos Bank Arena in Sydney to drop that Gooch low. How are you feeling, Drake?
Oh, my Gooch is feeling a bit dusty, as Little Mix likes to say.
As it should be. Yeah. Clean Gooch is a boring Gooch. Tonight we have got so much good stuff coming for you. It is an R&B Fridays Live themed show, so you're going to hear so much R&B goodness, plus we're interviewing the big dogs, Batman Scoop.
He is a big dog.
What's your zodiac sign, by the way, Draco?
Taurus.
I'm a Cancer. I don't know what any of that means, but that's fine. Stick with us, guys. Huge show. And, of course, we're going to kick it off with a bit of Nelly. Do you know he has 7 studio albums to his name?
How many of those did he wear a Band-Aid for?
I think about half. I think okay. We should ask him when we chat to him later tonight.
Yes.
When the Band-Aid come off. He's probably sick of answering that question, though, isn't he?
Probably, but he's the huge star. He's, like, wrapping up the show tonight. I can't wait.
Yeah, TLC, 45 minutes of them, then 45 minutes of Nelly.
Whoa.
Bring it on. To get you excited, here's a Nelly mashup on Ash London Live from backstage at R&B Fridays Live.
Ash London Live.
Draco also spotted a Hilary Duff commemorative poster in the hallways at Kudos Bank Arena and is losing his man.
Right opposite our room. It's a sign. I did about 10 Snapchats with him.
Tove Lo is one of our favourite chicks going around the traps right now. Her new album, Ladywood, is all kinds of wonderful. And we're super excited because she's performing at the X Factor Grand Final. Now, if you're out there and you're thinking, yeah, I would love to see Tove Lo perform in the X Factor Grand Final, well, all you got to do is listen out for her new track, Cool Girl. When it plays, call 131060 to win a double pass at this incredible event. The track Cool Girl is available to download and stream right now, but you're going to hear it in the next hour. You know what you've got to do when you hear it. Call 131060. But now, Peking Duck with Elephant. This is Stranger on Ash London Live from backstage at R&B Fridays Live.
Get ready.
What's the number two stop right now?
Broadcasting live.
The biggest event of 2016.
R&B Fridays Live.
Ash London Live.
Well, I am chilling backstage with the man. I mean, you know him as Dante Thomas, but now I know him as DT because that's what we call you around here. Dante, how you going?
How's it going with you?
Just loving life. Just kicking back. Backstage at R&B Fridays.
Yeah.
We're about to go on stage. Mm-hmm. How are you feeling? 15,000 Australians are ready to hear you do your thing.
I feel great.
Good.
You know, everyone's been wonderful, and the lineup is spectacular. So the energy is high. And it's going to be a great show.
What are the chances of a Miss California remake and us getting Mix It Up 2016 version? Wicked, wicked.
You know, that's funny you say that because I was talking to a couple friends of mine at Sony.
Yeah.
And they were asking me to do a remix for 2017. But it's one of those things where you have to be careful because Miss California is a classic record. And
yes,
it's
it
like
is.
you don't want to produce it the wrong way, have it done wrong. So if it can't get done right, it's better not to touch it.
You know what? I wish more artists would take you up on that because I'm hearing, you know, we have a lot of new songs on my show. And these days it feels like every third song is a song from the 90s. Some DJs come along and just been like under the bottom of it. And they release it and all the kids are like, this is so catchy. And it's like, they didn't do anything, you know?
Well, you know, that's the thing about good records. They never die.
It's true.
So, I mean, in this generation, I think, I think all generations could say that. Our parents' generation probably said, oh, this music was the best. And we say our music was the best. And the next ones will say their music is the best. But, I mean, actually, our music was the best.
But at the very least, it's opening up this kind of music to a new generation of fans that haven't heard it before. And what a cool opportunity for you. I mean, everyone our age knows your track.
Sure.
And now what a great opportunity. Now, like R&B Fridays has been so popular.
Mm-hmm.
We're spinning your track every Friday. And now, you know, teenagers are hearing it and being like, ooh, that's a cool feeling.
I can say that it's been a wonderful experience to have recorded this record and that it went around the world the way it did. It's almost on 5 million copies. You know, getting famous for a record that is cool.
Yeah.
You know, it walks the line. It's sexy, but it's not overtly sexual.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's classy. So, you know, I mean, this goes out to all the big artists out there, you know, from Justin Bieber to Usher to Justin Timberlake. I mean, you know, there's a lot of artists out there that are really big, and their fan base and their platform is huge. And in this day and age, we don't have our Stevie Wonders and Michael Jacksons and, you know, are heroes. There's,
yeah.
It's hard to find somebody to look up to. I mean, you know, look, I think Chris Brown's a great talent. But I mean, honestly, and this ain't cutting Chris because he sells millions of records and he may see this and be like, you know, f-. But the truth is, you know, I don't really want to hear every word talking about F this girl on my couch yeah. and in my bed. I mean, it gets old. We know what happens, you know, between the sheets. We know.
Yeah.
There was, you know, there's a way to say it. Marvin Gaye did it best. It was very classy and it's still sexy. And
isn't
you know,
that so true?
Yeah.
You would still say it's overtly sexual, but it, more of it is implied and it is sexy. And
yeah.
it's, but then you've got artists like Lupe Fiasco and Kendrick Lamar and Chance the Rapper who are operating in that vein and are still making really popular music.
Sure.
And
sure.
even when they are being sexual, they're doing it in a way that doesn't offend me as a woman.
Yeah.
DT, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you tonight.
Thank you.
Can't wait to see you do your thing live on the R&B Friday stage for 15,000 Australians who are frothing.
It's going to be amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah.
But now we're going to get Miss California on the air for a nation of Australians who are missing out on the gig tonight. Would you like to introduce it on Ash London Live?
Yeah. This is Dante Thomas and you're listening to Miss California.
Get ready.
What's the number two song?
Casting live, the biggest event of 2016, R&B Fridays Live, Ash London Live.
Well, Blue Cantrell, if someone had told me 2 months ago that I'd be sitting next to you having a chat, I would have been like, no way. Yet here we are. Are you stoked to be in Australia? Because we're stoked to have you.
Absolutely. I'm stoked to be here.
Amazing. There's 15,000 people that are going to be here tonight.
Mm-hmm.
How amazing still that you can come across the world to crazy Australia and 15,000 people will rock up and be in the audience singing every word to your song and dropping it low, maybe getting pregnant.
I think it's exciting. I'm really blessed, so I'm happy to do it.
I heard that when you first did Hit 'Em Up Style, you weren't even going to put it on the album. Is that just a rumor or is that an actual like?
It was actually the last song that we did and recorded in the studio with Dallas Austin. And by chance, the president of the label heard it and then he put it on the album. So it was the last song to be done. So we almost missed out on it.
So, because that would have changed your life completely. That song
exactly.
would have been absolutely huge.
Mm-hmm.
And here you are in 2016 on the R&B Fridays live tour. I would imagine it would be kind of a bit of a reunion because some of these guys were kind of doing the same thing as you around the same time.
Absolutely. It is a reunion. I know pretty much everybody on the tour.
That's amazing.
I haven't seen them in years, so it's good to see them.
Who's the one person that is going to be partying the hardest, do you think, even now?
Oh, I have no idea. I think everybody's going to party tonight.
Okay. Well, if you don't go all out, I'll be disappointed, Blue.
Oh, boy. I'm going to. Just for you.
I love it. Thank you. Back when you were making this kind of music, it was king. That was, it was the coolest music around. Now, the music scene is so much more diverse. There are so much more music coming out with online, with streaming, all that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of the current state of R&B and hip-hop? Are you loving it? Who are you loving? Are you turning on the radio and going, "Wasn't all this in my day?"
Well, there's a lot of auto-tune.
Yeah.
I could do without that, but besides that, there's a lot of great artists.
Yeah. This is a radio show, so people can't see your shoes. I'm going to need you to explain them because they are stunning.
Oh, these are Versace. Mm. These are Versace, and I got them in the mall, Westfield Mall here.
Ah, in Australia.
I went shopping.
They're bright. Oh, my gosh. She's got the pink backpack. Teddy, bright pink, and the boots, for those of you who can't see them, are bright gold, shiny, so much better than my black Converse All-Stars.
No,
Blue, I cannot wait to see your set tonight and the next four times that you do it on this tour. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for hanging out with us and coming all the way to Australia to bring your music to the country.
Thank you.
Let's get your track on the air. This one's with Sean Paul. You guys will know him from his Little Mix collab, as well as the latest drop from Clean Bandit and Anne-Marie. This is Sean Paul and Blue Cantrell with Bree.
Get ready.
What's the number two song right now?
Broadcasting live. The biggest event of 2016. R&B Fridays Live. Ash London Live.
I'm here with the one and only Fat Man Scoop, and I am so happy I could cry. I won't cry because it might be awkward. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm here with the one and only Ash London.
Are we best friends? Did that just happen?
Already.
We're
best friends from the time that I saw you laying across the couch there.
I knew this was going to be a big interview, and I needed to get my rest.
Okay, I'll
take that. I want to be at my best for you,
Scoop.
You
need to be at the tip of the top.
Exactly. Gotcha. If you come in here ready to roll and I'm all tired, that shows you that's not the respect you deserve.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work. Is that this is first wear for those kicks because they are fresh.
Yes, yes. Well, I'm, some people where I'm from wear these one time.
Yeah.
But I'm not a one-time person, but I did buy these today in Sydney. So.
I respect that. I respect that. How is the kick situation in Sydney? Was it up to your standard?
Nah, not really. I was looking for a pair of Jordan 3s because I usually don't wear Air Force 1. I just wear these sometime, but I wanted a pair of Jordan 3s, but I couldn't find them. So
we're too far away. By the time they get here, they're not cool anymore.
Nah.
Or extra money for shipping.
Nah, you know something, Ash? It's actually the reverse. It's very hard for me to find certain shoes in America because the culture is different there, so everybody buys them. Yeah. So the further away I go, it's easier. So I'm waiting for the guy to see if he's going to get me a size 13. He'll tell me now.
You've been hanging out with Steve Aoki, I see.
Oh, yes, my guy.
Are you two brothers? Are you mates?
I mean, you know, I'm black and he's Asian, so I don't think we're brothers. I mean, unless my father was doing stuff I didn't know.
He wasn't doing... Your father is not starting Benihana all
over. No, my father didn't start Benihana. But, I've known Steve Aoki for about 20 years.
Amazing.
I knew Steve Aoki when he was doing hip-hop music.
So cool.
That's how I know him. He used to work at a radio station called Power 106 in Los Angeles, and that's how I first had a relationship with him. I knew him as a hip-hop DJ, and to see the growth and everything is just amazing. He's taken it to places where, you know, honestly, man, nobody ever thought he would take it. It's just amazing.
Well,
man,
speaking of amazing stuff, we can't wait to see you perform tonight at R&B Fridays Live.
Mm-hmm.
The people out there are frothing. They're so excited to see you. You're gonna bring I promise. I said your name. I was like, oh, my eardrums. Are you going to bring in something special just quickly before we go?
It's more of just being myself. You know, what I like to do is I like to bring energy, love, fun, partying, and just a total atmosphere. I'm not a tough guy. I'm not a killer. I'm not any of that. I'm just a guy that likes to make people dance.
Love it. Well, we cannot wait to dance to you tonight. Thanks for coming all the way to Australia. We love you. You are a legend, and thanks for hanging out on Ash London Live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Fat Man Scoop, the undisputed voice of the club. Let me make this straight for you. Fat Man Scoop, Crook McClan, and right now you're rocking out with the number one, Ash London! Let's go!
Catching up on Ash London Live is magic. Embrace the magic with J.K. Rowling's new blockbuster Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them in cinemas now.